Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
A good pencil.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I write in pencil a lot.
Me, too. I use the clicky pencils with the lead you put back
in there.
The
yellow one or the blue one?
I'm not sure. Is the yellow one the thicker one?
Yep.
The thicker one.
I use the yellow one.
Yeah.
It's thicker. I don't. I'm not into it.
Yeah, it breaks too easy. I write really hard. I love my pencil. Yeah. All day I have my pencil. Pencil? Oh, let me write that down.
And I'll still use a Ticonderoga.
Oh, sure. But you know what? I have one of those pencil sharpeners that was like electric one, and it died. So
I got is just the regular twist it into a little thing right there at my
desk.
It breaks
off. It bums me out. I'm like, it's broken now.
You got to get a good one. Mm. They work.
Yeah, well, I had a good one and it broke.
Here's what to look out for.
Okay, tell me.
When your kid walks in and goes, what's this? And snaps the top off. Stuff flies everywhere and you're like, great, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it made a mess. All right, bye, Dad.
Go get the back out. Anyway, this hour's code word is pencil, P-E-N-C-I-L. I had no idea that we had such like a thing in common.
I like
about
a good
pencils.
Pencil.
Yeah, it's good. You could win $1,000 if you text pencil to 72881. Message and data rates apply.
You don't know this, but we get
don't
along.
Text and drive. Me and you?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm aware.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we'd work in a relationship, but we definitely, as friends, I think we're awesome.
Agreed.
Yeah, you tickle me. There's a lot of times I just look at you like, what? What did he just say? We're going down that path right now.
Our marriage would fail, but our friendship is fine. You think so?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't put out enough for you. I'm sure of it. We would be done. Plus, you won't eat anything. You don't like rye bread.
Oh,
oh my God.
Neither does anybody else based on the text we've received.
You're insane. They are so, let me hear these texts.
Oh, you really want to hear? Let me see.
Now I'm in the mood for rye
bread. Rye bread is the Bill Cosby of breads. It seems like a good idea until you're stuck alone in a room with it.
That's ridiculous. I love rye bread.
Sarah, I usually agree with you about everything, but rye bread is the ASS of breads.
No, it's not. You just haven't had the right rye bread, I guess. You know? I like a light rye. I like a marble rye. I'll do a dark rye. Listen, if that's the only rye you've got, but I like rye.
The people have
I just
spoken.
Don't want too many caraway seeds in it. Sometimes
there's a lot about the seeds,
the seeds
too. They're disgusting. I also agree. The seeds are the thing. That's
where
you go.
Yeah,
what'd you
I don't love the seeds. Sometimes there's too many. I like a little, but not too many. What's that one sandwich where it's on rye and it's like a ham and cheese melt? It's called like a Monte Cristo or something. Or
I wouldn't know because I don't eat anything with rye bread.
You're missing out. Right. I'm going to bring you. No, I'm not.
You're not. You're not going to bring anything. You'll eat it on the way here.
You're right about that. Maybe I'll make two and I'll
eat one on the way. I had both.
Here you go. Here's a little crust of rye bread for you. This is all I have left. I ate it all. Leave me alone. See, we'd never get along. You'd be like, all you do is eat. I'd be like, all you do is think about sex. We'd break up. We already broke up. We just had a whole relationship in the last 3 minutes. Not going to happen. Okay, now, you guys, listen.
Yeah.
Do I have a sponsor? I don't. All right.
Who are you asking that?
I'm asking the world.
Okay.
Uzi, do I have a sponsor? Oh, Uzi's out today. All right.
Right.
Here we go. These are the top songs. These are just the very best songs in the country at this moment, Vin. Don't dispute it. They're the best ones. At number 100, Nicky Jam and Ozuna, and a song called Te Robare.
I bet Nikki knows this, our intern.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Does she listen to a lot of Spanish language music?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's like real shy about her Spanish.
She likes to go to the clubs, too, that play this dance music.
Oh, she does?
Music. Yeah.
Oh.
Ask her.
She's not really running.
She loves this song?
Does she know the song?
She says she knows the song.
Yeah, I told you.
Well, it peaked at 95.
She's into it.
It's down to 100. I'm sorry to say it's probably going to be off the charts next week.
She goes with her friends to the clubs and dances to this stuff.
It does have a nice beat. Okay, that's number 100.
Mm-hmm.
Up at number 10, Ava Max, a song called Sweet But Psycho, which I am intrigued by.
Why?
Psychos can be very nice at times. It's not until you discover that they're a psycho that...
This is a big hit. You may have
heard. Who are you talking about? Do you know someone?
Sure. Don't we all?
I don't know.
Someone who's so sweet, but oh my God, they're a psycho. Oh no.
Is it yourself?
It could be. You say we can't see these things in ourselves. She's so nice, crazy bitch. I guess. I kind of want to hear the words. At number 9 is me, Taylor Swift and Brendan Urie. Me. At number 8 is Dancing with a Stranger, that's Sam Smith and Normani. At number 7 is Sunflower, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This
wow,
is the
this
lowest
thing's
it's been.
Been there forever.
31 weeks on the charts.
Yeah.
Post Malone and Swae Lee. Number 6 is Post Malone, Wow. Khalid is number 5 with Talk. Jonas Brothers have Sucker at number 4. For you. I'm a sucker for you. That's a good one. I like the hand claps. More hand claps in songs, guys. Come on. Come on, you music guys. Things no one knows about you, about you, about... Coming in at number 3 is Billie Eilish, a bad guy. She is everywhere right now. Can't turn around without seeing some article about her.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah, it's good.
Cover of Billboard, I think.
Just a little child. She's 17 years old. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. I don't care. It's number 2.
Okay.
And for the 8th time in a row... Which I want to say ties Ariana Grande's record just for this year. She was number 1 for 8 weeks. And keeping Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber out of first place is Old Town Road, Lil Nas X featuring
right.
Billy Ray Cyrus. So there you go. There's your number 1 song in the country at this moment. I have good news about Alex Trebek.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right now, as you're probably well aware, on Jeopardy, there's an epic run going by this James Holzhauer guy. And I want to say they must pre-tape these things, so someone must know when either that his reign ends or that he comes back next season or whatever. I have no idea how far into the season they go. But he had said he was going to get through a few weeks of tapings of the show and then spend the summer working on this whole pancreatic cancer
right.
thing. But he's had an encouraging health update. He's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer is, what is it, like 3% of people survive? It's some crazy low number. And Alex is 78 years old. He said his doctors informed him earlier this month that he's been responding so well to chemotherapy that some of the tumors have shrunk by 50%.
This is one of those stories that you hear these sometimes where the news is good, except that it's cancer.
The doctors said that they hadn't seen this kind of positive result in their memory, Trebek said. It's kind of mind-boggling. I've already gone from where I was to this. The doctors are so excited, beside themselves with joy.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
And well, he's saying, I know. Listen, we don't want to get our hopes up. It sounds like he's got his up. He said, I got a little emotional, but these were tears of joy, not tears of great depression. He says he's struggled with surges of deep, deep sadness and moments where he writhed and cried in pain. He is obviously worried about the prognosis, given that it's typically fatal. He says, I know that the survival rates for pancreatic cancer are very, very low. When you hear problems with the pancreas, you think, oh, dear, not that. Oh, well, here it is. 9% of people. The 5-year survival rate for people with pancreatic cancer is 9%.
The good news, in my opinion, is that he made it to 78.
Right.
I mean, that's...
That's an accomplishment.
Who just died at 69? Bill Buckner died mm-hmm. at 69. Sometimes when I pause my TV and the screen finally goes to a screensaver,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
There's little news blurbs in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And it wrote yesterday while I was sitting there, Bill Buckner dead at 69. And I just thought, 69 feels too young.
It does, especially the closer we get to it.
Right. Well, it just feels 69.
You know, and I'm guessing that when I'm 78, I'm going to be like, 78 feels too young.
I understand that part. But from here where I'm sitting, 78 feels like that's
okay,
a good run.
Right.
Like if you can almost kiss 80,
right,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say he should pass, that's not at all what I'm saying, but let me get past 75. I feel like you're on, it's
borrow
gravy.
Mm-hmm.
It's gravy, right?
From where I'm sitting,
your dad's pushing 80, right?
He'll be 80 this year. I'm sorry, in 2020, early 2020.
Your mom's what?
74.
Oh, she's just a baby.
She is. She's just a child compared to him.
I think my mom's 72.
And she's still
awesome.
Getting around, getting ground
awesome.
Great. I know. And that's, to me, that's, it's when your life starts to degrade that's when I want to be done. Like at 78. He doesn't seem done at all.
No.
Alex Trebek,
in fact, I'm surprised you just said
and...
78. Like, as you were just describing him, you said he's 78. And I went, whoa.
I know.
I didn't realize.
I do think that working and being forced to, I mean, he's been forced to maintain, he's a TV star,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Maintain his looks.
He has
sure.
to maintain his looks. He's probably a pretty healthy eater. And I think working keeps you sharp and keeps you motivated and keeps you sort of in the game. So let's never retire, Vin.
One thing about last night, I guess one of the categories was backyard.
Oh, were you watching it?
No, but somebody messaged me to tell Sarah this. And they showed a picture of something, and everyone was buzzing in, and nobody could get what it was. And it was...
A pergola!
A pergola.
Ah!
I would have got that one.
Well, I would have got it only because you. Because who knows that word?
People know the word
well,
pergola.
Well, now I do, too.
Yeah. Call it an arbor if you want to.
Would that have been acceptable?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I think the word they were looking for is a pergola.
I couldn't find the question online, so. But I see in the discussion boards, everyone's talking about pergolas now.
As well they should. They need to be talked about. So wax figures, they happen. There are wax museums all over the place. The most famous is the Madame Tussauds or mm-hmm. whatever it is, and there are a few good ones. And the one here in town, they have some really good likenesses. There,
we went and we had an event at one, right?
Yeah.
But I have never, before that or since then, gone to one.
Yeah. I went with, I think on my 50th birthday, John had set up all these tours for everybody who was coming into San Francisco, and we took a bus and we went to the, yeah, it was one of the places. We went down to Fisherman's Wharf, and we all went through the wax museum. And they have a Peter Dinklage in there.
For your birthday?
Yeah, for my 50th, whenever that was, two and a half years ago.
Is there, like, drinks on that bus? Or?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay,
oh,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, we had so many people in town, and he had to entertain them during the day. So he set up these tours.
Ah.
He's so good. He's such a planner. So we went to the Wax Museum here in town, which is by the San Francisco Dungeon, which I think is where we did a Halloween show one time.
Yes.
So they have a Peter Dinklage in there who is amazing. Like, it looks exactly like him, and obviously it's the right height and everything.
Yeah.
And there were a few in there that you're like, oh, wow, that's solid. Others, you can't even tell who they are supposed to be. It's like, really? That's supposed to be Marilyn Monroe? Or, I mean, I'm not saying that that's the one that was the problem over there, but... when a celebrity gets a wax figure, obviously people start putting that up on Instagram and putting it places. And I'm sure that the wax place reaches out to them like, hey, we want to do a wax figure of you. So Ariana Grande has a wax figure.
Did you pull it? How's she look?
Well,
I have the Peter Dinklage one here.
Oh.
It's right. Adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
I just watched the X-Men that he's in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's good. He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's great. So this is at Madame Tussauds in London. So you think, well, that's the top cream of the crop right there, right? Like, we're going to go see that. It's going to look just like Ariana Grande. It doesn't.
Because Madame Tussauds English?
No, just because Madame Tussauds is, it's like the big one, you know?
The one in England.
I think there's other Madame Tussauds around, but uh-huh. It seems like the ones that they do are a cut above everybody else's. What do
Got
you think?
It.
What are your thoughts on the Ariana Grande wax figure?
Is it that one?
Nope.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
No, yeah. It's the other random girl in the other picture there. And people are basically saying, they started sending her the picture, and she's like, oh. Huh. Perez Hilton wrote, on the same post. People are like, Well, I guess it could vaguely remind you of that person. The Jonas Brothers.
How are they?
Oh, my God. Where does the time go? I'll just tell you really quickly. Listen,
rye bread. That's where it goes. Oh, that's talk about dumb things, and then we
lose. You're talking about our new intern.
Big pockets. No. So you're doing it. This is where the time goes.
Oh, sorry. Oops. This is why we're good friends.
Right.
The Jonas Brothers are releasing a memoir. That's right. They're writing it, the three of them together. They're going to tell everything. Nick, Joe, and Kevin have signed a book deal with Macmillan, with, I guess, you know, whatever the publishing house. It was announced yesterday to release Blood, a memoir that will detail their origins as a band, their rise to stardom, the secrets behind their breakup, and their recent return to the music scene. They are going to write it with a guy who's actually going to write it, named Neil Strauss. They said, "We're three brothers from Jersey. We were not supposed to be successful. From record labels dropping us to our dad losing his job over us, this shouldn't have happened or lasted as long as it did. Yet here we are, more excited than ever, and we're so grateful and ready to tell the full story of the journey we've had as individuals, as artists, and as family."
Good for them.
So if you are a Jonas Brothers fan, you're going to get the real dirt coming up in their memoir, Blood. What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Well... Darn it. Where did that go? The happiest people in the world are...
Oh.
And I'll tell you right after these.
What country?
No.
Iran.
Oh.
No.
No. Okay.
What? Do you believe that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast. Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is your opportunity to get some sleep, Vin.
What did I just tell you? My sleep number last night was unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievably low.
No,
you didn't
I crushed it.
Your family's out of town. You should be sleeping 12 hours a day.
I can't. You don't understand. It's at 7 o'clock. It's daylight at my house. I don't know what's going on where you live.
I closed the curtains.
Full-blown daylight.
Put on those little sleep visors. What are those called? Sleep mask, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Right. I'm doing the best I can. You know, this is transition.
You're not getting in bed earlier enough, and you're not putting on your sleep mask.
But I got a good night's sleep last night. Incredible. I didn't realize you got beat me by 20 points. But look, you don't have... I'm unsettled. You don't have your little kids around anymore.
You don't either. They're gone. They're down south.
Right, but it's there's.
You got to get in bed earlier.
I got a fence problem.
Oh my God, what's going on with the fence problem?
There's a meeting. I'm going to deal with it today. Listen,
oh my God, I can't wait.
Where does the time go? It goes to here.
I'm actually pretty happy here.
It's lunacy.
Hey, the movies review is happening today. Marcus Osborne is coming in, and he and Hooman are going to be reviewing.
Well, why don't you
Godzilla.
Just cut the balls right off of my news report?
The
you
king.
You go and you promote that before it. Great.
Of. Monsters! And also, everyone, I'm going to be talking about Rocket Man real briefly just to
let you know. It.
Yeah, I saw Rocket Man. So.
All right, I'll have questions about that.
Isn't King of Monsters a scary movie?
Godzilla, the King of Monsters.
Isn't it a scary movie?
Isn't that a horror movie?
No, it's more of like...
You like a monster movie.
No, this isn't like there's nothing jumping out. It's not like, oh my God, I was just telling the interns, I saw the trailer for It.
Oh yeah.
Part 2.
That's going to be good.
That scared me. That trailer scared me.
I'm excited for that.
Back over to you.
Okay. I'm going to hit this button now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by this mysterious sound. Oh. You're not going to do it now?
What's the sound?
The gurgling you said you've been doing all morning.
Stop it. Like, why would you play? I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Gurgle.
I'm not gurgling right now.
I haven't been
hearing
it. You've been saying it. You're gurgling like a lunatic.
Well, it's coffee. I don't know what's happening, but earlier today, I was talking. I was like gurgling as I was talking.
How did I miss it?
I don't know. I think we were just in the middle of a conversation.
It's almost like mid-speech. Like she's in the middle of a conversation and it just comes out.
Say some stuff.
Listen, you know what I'll do? I won't turn off my mic the next time I'm gurgling. Sometimes it happens when you're talking. I just turn my mic off. You can hear the difference. Listen, here's my mic.
I heard something just there.
No, there was nothing.
Were you just choking?
Listen to how silent it is when I turn my mic off.
Your mic is awful.
Isn't that awful? It's crazy how noisy it is.
I think it's the replay too over there. It's a lot of stuff
really?
Going on.
Yeah, this is awesome. Look at all the equipment in here. Of course, there's bound to be buzzes.
All right. Well, then no gurgling for you guys. Sorry, everyone.
For the gurgling.
I tried. Here's what's happening. If you think your kid is addicted to video games, you're probably right. Oh, I heard
there
it!
There it is!
I just heard it!
Did anybody else hear that?
I didn't do that. I didn't do it myself. It does it itself. I believe me. I'd suppress it if I could. That's not me. That was Bryn. Stop it, Bryn.
Man, you're creaky.
I have been addicted to video games. Candy Crush is apparently... won't play Candy Crush because I'm afraid that I'll get super addicted to it.
You would.
I know that I would.
Because you were addicted to Bejeweled Blitz.
Bejeweled, and there was like a solitaire game that I was playing all the time. Finally, I just ditched all those things off my phone. Once in a while, I'll get something on my phone, and then I start to like, I'm not going to do it right now. Or I won't be able to tell you when I'm going to do it. I got all the games off my phone because all I did was play them. And so now I have my pencil and my Sudoku book, and when I have time, I'll sit down and play a couple puzzles. It's not going to happen. Because it's like watching a pot boil. It's not going to happen when you're watching it.
Okay.
Just do a show. Let's do a show.
If you think...
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed by it.
Why?
Because I'm so gurgly.
It's me. You gurgle. It's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it just hit it.
Ah! Did you guys hear that?
No.
The World Health Organization made video game addiction an official mental health disorder.
Oh, they did. Boy, they just did burnout. They just... Wasn't it the World Health Organization who said burnout was a thing? Or was that something here?
But I do believe in this. I think that...
Oh, there's no question. It'll eat your life. And people will be like, oh, I'm going to call in sick to work because I'm going to sit here and play this game all day.
It was the World Health Organization.
Oh, for the burnout thing too?
They're taking all the things that are... These are modern-day maladies. Who would ever know?
The condition is included in the Global Medical Guide within a section detailing disorders due to substance use or addictive behaviors along with the gambling disorder.
Oh.
It's now a gaming disorder. So
if your kid's got it,
you're probably right.
Right. And if your kid's 35, lives in your basement, and gets real pissed when the Wi-Fi is down, you might have a problem. Of course, we don't have basements out here. I don't know what basement I'm talking about. The crawl space? What is he sleeping in the crawl space? Oh, basements, I miss you.
The happiest people in the world.
Okay, so this isn't some country. This isn't just Norwegians or something.
I find this incredibly interesting because I know a lot of single women without kids.
And they're the happiest?
They're the happiest.
They are.
They don't know it.
Oh. I might need to give this to my single. I have a single friend in her mid-30s with no kids.
Really do an inventory and realize that while they may be coveting the relationship or family that some friend has, what they don't realize is everything that it comes with.
Mm-hmm.
And the peace and the grace with which they're moving through life right now is something that they are taking for granted. They don't realize that.
Right. That they've got, they'll regret it later.
According to a new study by a behavioral scientist at the London School of Economics, the happiest people overall are women who aren't married and don't have kids. They also live longer than married mothers and are healthier than married mothers.
Hmm. So that's good news. Ish.
He found that even though there's a lot of social pressure to get married and have kids, all the data shows that's not what makes women happiest.
Mm.
It does help men.
Oh.
He found married men are happier and live longer than single men.
I've heard that.
But for women,
right.
Being single.
Huh. Having only yourself to think about.
There it is.
I think we get bored, though. You know, you got to have, if you're going to be single, you need to have stuff going on in your life. Because I think for a lot of people, like finding a relationship becomes their hobby. Like they're just obsessed with it. That's not an interesting thing about you. That's a desperate thing about you.
Well, and I think if you have multiple things to keep you busy, you don't find yourself becoming, I don't know, a triathlete that can only like has to have a race and then has to be in constant.
Although that would work as a hobby, like if
it
you,
does,
you know.
And I know that's I'm talking about people who do that. That's their thing. They're in tri and they just do triathlons, and it's fine. It does seem like an extreme measure, though, that you're training for a marathon and a 100-mile bike ride, and
go big or go to the altar.
I guess I don't know. I mean, or you could just jog once in a while and also take up an instrument.
Sure. Or knitting,
Whatever. Anyway, you single women without kids, you're the happiest women. You're the happiest people in the world.
Yet you don't know it. Don't know what you got till it's gone.
When you've got that sack of the waste of skin laying in bed next to you and you're like, oh my God, this guy ain't is snoring. And then some and then you finally fall asleep and then some kid walks up.
Oh yeah.
Mommy.
I can't sleep because my nose is sniffly. Can I sleep with you?
Aww.
I won't be sleeping anymore.
Right. There you go. That's why you're happy. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. I need that story. I want to get that to a friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
She wants a relationship so bad. And I'm like, I look at her life and I just think, oh, look at her cute apartment. And God, she's so cute. And she just takes the time to get ready in the morning.
Really?
She wouldn't have that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Poof.
Yeah. You think it'll make you happy, but why don't you just be happy right now?
You get to exercise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She goes to the gym all the time. She's great. She's beautiful. Great shape. Younger lady. 35.
Who is this guy?
It's a friend of mine. It's actually a friend of a friend, but I know her, and I've, seen her on a few dates and stuff. I'm like, don't bother.
Yeah.
If I could go back, boy, I'd just be single forever.
You would?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
You made him marry you.
No. And I'm a better person for it. I'm a very happy person.
The sun makes up 99.9% of the mass in the solar system.
Oh, boy, the sun's big.
All of the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets make up the other 0.1%.
Wow, it's all about that sun.
Isn't that incredible? Anyone who thinks that all that just randomly happened, I mean, come on. That's ridiculous.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's a total design for the universe. And if there's a design, there's a designer. I don't want to preach, but... my thought.
Yeah, or there was just a big explosion and we're just a
piece of dust in the universe.
This
just randomly all came together.
I can't see. Can you turn the lights on?
Yeah, can you turn the light on
while you preach? Thank you.
And keep them on.
You just play that song. I love that song.
Keep them on. My God, there's like a ton of people in there.
You can watch this show at RadioAlice.com.
Well, if the lights are on, you can watch it.
Right. It's very relaxed. Very relaxed. Getting to know Riley. Right.
Let's get back to your, there's a design,
yeah, there's
a designer.
I mean,
right.
Listen, every species, every blade of grass, all just happened randomly.
Yeah, it's evolution.
No.
We evolved. Due to the conditions on this particular grain of sand.
To evolve, it has to start somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So how did it start?
I don't know, energy?
I don't know, it's reaching.
Yeah,
it's gotta
I know.
Be something
Look,
more than that.
It's, you can't prove a negative, so, But you can't prove, that there is one, so there you go. I don't know. No one knows.
Boy, we started so strong with this, and then it just fizzled right out.
I really wanted to just hear the They Might Be Giants song, The Sun's a Mass.
I
want to
hear all
gas.
The lights.
The phrase hands down comes from horse racing.
Hands down?
Do you know it?
I don't.
If a jockey was so far in the lead he could drop his hands and loosen the reins.
Give the horse his head.
It meant he was winning hands down.
Oh, he doesn't have to whip him anymore. Just go. Go, horsey, go.
The Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in Paris in August of 1911 by an Italian guy named Vincenzo Perugia.
Oh.
And it was recovered. It wasn't recovered until December of 1913. Which actually helped make it the most famous painting in the world.
Oh.
Its disappearance improved its value.
I have wondered why anyone cares about that particular painting. Like, what is it about that painting?
It's not that great. But
it's small, too.
If you ever go to the Louvre, in the 70s, I think, some guy brought in some acid and tried to deface it.
Oh.
So now they have five glass plastic plates in front of it. And a rope around it. Mm. So you just can't even get close to it.
Did he ever say what his problem with it was?
I think he didn't like everyone, like, giving it all this glory, because there are way better pieces of art.
Well, sure, but that's the most famous one. It's just famous. It's just, but that makes sense, because I often wondered, like, who cares about this painting?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
She's not attractive or anything. Mm.
A guy drove his red Lamborghini to a Walmart gas station in Jacksonville, North Carolina on Saturday. As he was pumping gas, a little of it spilled and caught fire.
What?
The Lamborghini instantly went up in flames.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
And so did the gas pump and a Chevy Traverse SUV, but
and
no one cared about that.
And did everyone run because everything was going to explode?
No one was hurt in the fire, but the Lamborghini is a total loss.
Oh.
I don't know what a Lambo goes for. Bryn, let's go to you.
Well, it depends on what model, but usually, typically about 300.
Million. Oh, yeah. Someone's house burned up.
It's okay. Yeah, insurance.
That's the price of
sure
a house.
Insurance.
Not here, is it?
Well, you know what I mean. This is in North Carolina.
Yeah, you'd probably get a pretty good house for 300 grand in North Carolina.
Are you kidding?
I really don't know.
Oh,
things, prices are going up, man.
Not to that. Are you nuts?
I don't know. Find me something for 300 grand in North Carolina.
Okay.
With a little land, please.
North Carolina. You get
and something old. I don't want an attract house.
This is why I couldn't put a bunch of money into a car, because you can't.
Yeah, I don't
take
believe
it out.
I don't believe in putting money into cars. I've driven my car for 5 years. The other two cars we've had since 2008. Like, that's just maintain the car you have. You don't need a flashy new car, and you certainly don't need a Lambo. I mean, unless you have FU money, and then go ahead.
Right.
But you know, if you're going to start crying when your Lambo catches fire at the gas station, you shouldn't have it.
I wonder,
it's too precious.
If people with bleep you money. Like, for example, Chris Kelly didn't start with bleep you money, but he's got bleep you money now. I wonder if he thinks back to the days and just laughs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's get him on the phone. Talk to him about being
Does
rich.
Does he ever talk to you about how it was before he got all the bleep you money?
The thing about, he's incredibly humble. So even though he's wealthy, he drives like a real crappy car. Like,
oh, what
worse
does he drive?
Than a Prius.
What?
Yeah, he
That's
doesn't.
Worse than a Prius.
And we were back in the day, like, you know, we had meetings at, you know, Skywalker Ranch and stuff like that. And he would show up, and I'm like, do you have a rental? Is
like,
your
what
car
kind of
in
car?
The shop? What's the step down? Like, what's the worst Toyota you
Corolla?
Can have? Yeah, it was like worse than a Corolla.
He does not drive
a
Corolla.
He doesn't drive a Corolla.
There's no
Chris,
way.
Please text
he's
us.
He's driving
what
a Mercedes.
Drive?
Or
yeah, he had
now.
A Toyota Corolla. I'm looking at it now. It was green.
He's since moved up, I'm sure.
He doesn't like, he's not into fancy cars.
He's not commuting to Sacramento in a Corolla.
I think he is.
No.
But he
you
also
know what?
He has
he
a
probably
plane.
Hardly ever drives. Right, he has a plane. He has a driver pick him up, drive him to the plane, drop him off. Well, he doesn't have to own a car because if he's not a car enthusiast.
There's a group of them that share a plane.
Yeah, that's what they do. They buy a share.
By the way, I was telling you I follow the Warriors on Instagram, and I was saying that they were, they hopped the private jet. They've flown to Toronto.
Mm-mm.
In the local paper, I think it's the Quran, as I was flipping through after that conversation, there's a picture. Oh, crap. I lost the page.
Sorry.
On my iPad. I'll show it to you in a minute. But
it started strong, just like the other segment.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Rye bread. People like it, right?
Oh, I thought you were calling our intern.
No.
No.
I want to hear
Stop
more text
trying
about
to make rye bread happen,
I'm making
Sarah.
It happen. Delicious. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. Billy will be playing in SF tonight, playing at
I
the
know.
Bill Graham.
So yeah. is Danielle Bergoli. They're both playing tonight in
That's
San
so
Francisco.
That's so funny. Like, two opposite ends of the teenage spectrum right there.
And there's a premiere of a film that I'm going to go see tonight, too.
Oh, my God.
The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Oh.
Like, won all the prizes at Sundance. I'm excited to
Where
see
are you seeing that?
The Castro. Oh. Probably shouldn't say that.
Why?
Too late.
I don't want people to show
Too
up.
Why not?
So they may not be able to get
he
in.
He doesn't want the paparazzi to. Oh, you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, don't you already have a ticket?
Well,
I You're
do.
The premier I movie do. Critic of the Bay Area.
Hey.
All right.
That started strong in the fist.
Yeah, talk about it.
Look, you guys, just roll.
Just
roll
went
with
limp
it.
Again.
It's hump day, for God's sake.
Oh, it is hump day.
Was that you gurgling?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
That was me laughing.
He laughs with a gurgle.
Rye bread is so gross.
You're talking about the intern?
No.
Is that a text?
I work for Whole Foods. We cater the Warriors home and away.
Oh.
Says,
So they must just order their stuff from Whole Foods.
Rye bread is terrible.
Oh, you're crazy.
If I wanted to remove all the moisture in my mouth, then I would eat it.
I love it.
Rye bread.
Hi, guys. This Sunday, 2,500 cyclists begin the annual AIDS Life Cycle, which is a 545-mile bike ride from SF to LA. Can I get a shout-out to my fellow cyclists and wish them all a safe journey? A special shout-out to my team, the Marin Marauders.
Oh.
See you on the road, Rider 1021.
All right, Rider 1021. Nice.
Yeah, you see them making their way down. I'll see them along the way at some point. I like it.
Do they go down Route 1?
Yeah, and my friend's done it, and it's a major deal.
Mm-hmm. That's no joke. How long does it take?
It takes a week, I think. But they do, the first ride's long. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you do 60, 80 miles.
Right.
And most people, okay, that's probably a lot, but you make it.
Yeah.
Okay, but the next day, your butt is on, you're on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And your legs are sore, and your butt. And now you're going to get back on the bike and do it again.
And that's
again,
just only day two.
And then again.
Mm-hmm.
It's intense.
You sleep with a bunch of frozen peas between your cheeks?
I don't know what you would
do. You don't get the swelling down? Nothing. I'm not laughing about the people's sore butts. I'm really not.
No, I'm waiting for your gurgling.
It's not going to happen because you're waiting for it. It happens when you least expect it.
Where's Suzette?
She's out sick today.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're going to leave it there this time?
Well, yeah. I mean, you jumped out my throat before. No wonder I'm gurgling.
Sorry.
Put a fist down there. Could you?
Okay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to revisit one of the big stories this morning, and I have a couple other things. And more than that.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.